Jenna Bloom looked hungrily at the platters of French fries that the CITs, or counselors in training, were marching through the mess hall. "Are you seriously going to eat those?" her friend Alex asked. "Yep," Jenna grinned. "They're the only things that look edible." She and Alex had to eat at separate tables with their different bunks, but they always had a few minutes to chat beforehand. She saw Alex sizing up a tray of mac and cheese. "Don't tell me that you're going to eat that. It looks a little curdly, if you ask me." "It doesn't look that bad," Alex said. "But then again, I have to think positive about it, since I'm sick of French fries and this is the only other thing I can eat, besides the mushy broccoli." "Sorry about that," Jenna said. "But you're probably way healthier than any of the rest of us, especially me." She knew from their last summer together that Alex had juvenile diabetes and had to be really careful about what she ate. Pasta and vegetables were good for her, but some other kinds of food, especially ones full of sugar, were dangerous for her to eat. But now that all the girls knew about Alex's condition, they were careful to be understanding of it. Jenna grinned and elbowed her playfully. "And if it makes you feel better, I asked my mom to send some honey cookies in the last box of goodies she mailed me, just for you. The package came this morning, and it's sitting under my bunk right now. I figured we'd both need some extra energy to perfect our soccer skills for color war," Jenna said. "Hey, what did you request for your final electives?" "I asked for sports and photography," Alex said as they headed toward their tables. "Photography?" Jenna asked. "I didn't know you were into taking pictures." Alex blushed. "Well, I've been wanting to learn the right way to use my camera for a while now, and... She stammered, and the words died away. "And you wanted to be in an elective with Adam?" Jenna teased, watching Alex's cheeks flush bubblegum pink. She rolled her eyes. Adam, Jenna's brother, was the camp's best photographer. Last summer, Alex had had a tiny crush on Adam, and every once in a while, Jenna still caught Alex looking at Adam with a shy smile on her face. But there was no way Alex could possibly really like Adam's spasm again, was there? Alex giggled. "I don't know. I might not even get to be in photography. What electives did you ask for?" "I asked for sports too, of course," Jenna said. "If we both get sports, we can practice soccer and basketball every day. Man, if we're on the same color team, we'll be unstoppable." "Lakeview Legends reigning victorious," Alex said. "I can't wait." "We'll go down in history, that's for sure," Jenna said, slapping her a high five before they split up to sit down at their separate bunk tables. She and Alex had been coming to Camp Lakeview for the past 5 years, and it seemed like they'd been friends forever. They'd always been in the same bunk together, until this summer. This summer, all of the girls from last year's bunk 3C had been divided into separate bunks. Jenna was in 4A, and Alex was in 4C, but that hadn't stopped the two of them from staying close friends. Sports were what Jenna and Alex did best, and Jenna couldn't wait to spend as much of her free time with Alex on the soccer field as possible. Jenna plopped down at 4A's table next to Natalie and Tori, who were in the middle of a debate about Tad Maxwell's latest hairstyle for his new movie, Spy in the Sahara. Tad was a huge movie star, but he was also Natalie's dad. He'd shown up at camp once last summer and had practically caused a fainting frenzy of mass proportion among the girls. But for the most part, Nat liked to keep a low profile about him, except apparently today.